Point of information, this is Lydia. Hello?
Hi. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes, what is the time allowed for this agenda item?
In our meeting tonight?
Yes. Well, in fact, for the rest of the agenda, can we go over the time allotment?
Sure. Hold on just a moment. Let me get it. The time allotment, we did not set. In other words, we didn't set proposed times when we started this call. Let me get it out the rest of this. Hold
on. May we?
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to. Here we go. The next items are the goals calendar, which doesn't make much sense in absence of goals. The question of management training, the Democracy Now! Contract process, and the question of the recording secretary. So perhaps we should defer the management training and goals calendar thing and deal with the two issues that have to come before the board.
Thank you.
Although to be honest, I think this question of management training is actually important and needs to be done fairly soon. I would like to spend 10 minutes on it.
Okay.
Okay,
all right?
So let's keep to a real firm 10 minutes.
Good.
Okay. And maybe 20 minutes for the Democracy Now! Contract negotiation process and 15 for the recording secretary?
That sounds
10,
great.
10 for the recording secretary. I have
yeah.
to tell you that recently I was on a meeting when you gave, and before this I always agreed with you, Dave, that we need to give realistic time allotments instead of continuing to extend, but I was recently on a meeting where they allowed so much time that people ended up, it was just like this free-for-all level of consciousness where people just talked for endlessly on something. And
oh, you mean unconsciousness?
Unconsciousness, yes. At least
okay.
some of us were. Okay.
Let's see. I'll be tight on time if everybody agrees to it and we focus
well, yeah.
on
so, but I'm recommending that the recording secretary item be 10 minutes rather than...
I have no objection. Does anybody else? Okay, don't hear any objection. To wrap this up, what do people think of the proposal that we tell the board that we'd like to recommend that the Friday session be spent on converting, on addressing goals and developing a strategic plan development, and that in the interim period we will continue to develop a concrete proposal for how to do that?
Can you use the word vision?
Concrete.
Vision.
Can I suggest one point of clarification in your idea, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Considering the nature of that Friday discussion, it would be good to decide very early whether you do or don't want to have staff who are on hand participating in that meeting, because we often sort of leave that a little vague as far as Friday is concerned. And if you do that, then they will opt out. And also, there is also underway a discussion going on about having what might be called a programming summit of staff on Friday. So if you want this to be a priority or even a requirement, you should decide that very early.
When you say very early, is it your opinion we need to do that on this call, or could we do it on the next?
Yeah, you could, as long as you do it by early March, I think you're okay. I just don't think you should leave it to the last few weeks and say, oh, by the way, we want you all to come.
Okay. In that case, though, as far as this proposal, is it acceptable to the board that to the group that we report to the board that that's our recommendation?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
To have staff attend? Is that what you're saying?
I would like staff to attend because we can't do it without them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's take that in the interest of time. Let's take that up at our next meeting because Greg says we don't need to decide that this instant.
No, not this instant.
Okay, is there any objection to our moving the agenda then?
No.
No.
Okay, great. So the next thing is the management training issue. And again, what I was saying before was I think that if the boards were getting, the LSBs and the national board were getting a more structured version of the annual plans of the station, which would include how those plans incorporate the priorities articulated by the board, that would be a useful adjunct to the budget process and it would help structure the relationship between management and governance. And it struck me that it may be the case that since none of our managers were ever hired or selected for on the basis of their ability to do that, that it might actually pay big dividends in governance management relationship to have some training done for them in how to write up in a structured way their plans. So I wanted to propose doing that, and one of the goals might be that the output of such a training would be by June or some date that we might set a more formalized version of what we got in their management reports that would be then something that boards could actually look at, comment on, and respond to. And I wanted the feedback of the coordinating committee as to whether they thought this would be a useful thing.
This is Lydia.
Wow.
Go ahead. Who else did I just hear after Lydia? Was that Sarf? Okay, Sarf. Anybody else? Okay, let's start with Lydia and Sarf. Go ahead.
Wait, please.
Okay, I think that something that would be important would be to first find out, and we can find out from Greg, from Lonnie, and from the managers themselves, as to if they are involved in strategic planning in a formal way. I know at KPFK, and we didn't do it last year, but we certainly did the year before, I think it was. Could have been last year. Anyway, Dave, you weren't there, but it was after the KPFK management got together and they developed a strategic plan for the year, then they met with the board, and it was an all-afternoon thing or an all-morning thing, whatever, anyway, or all day, I don't remember. But anyway, it was really great. It was a PowerPoint presentation from management, each manager presenting various parts of the overall proposal there, and then the local station board adding to it, chiming in, asking questions. It was a very collaborative experience, and it was truly what a strategic planning session and combined with board and management, I think, should be. So there may be different levels of where that is being achieved. In principle, I think it's a good idea, but I also still think it would be kind of disrespectful and perhaps not as useful if we don't find out where each of the managers are in their abilities to help developing that. And it's not just one GM. It's not just the general manager. It's the whole management team. If you're going to undergo this management training, it should be the entire management team at each station, in my opinion. But first, let's have some interchange before we, so that you pick the right training people. You know, the trainers, for example.
Marv?
Yeah, Dave. I'm still not quite so sure what specifically your proposal is. Lydia tried to shed some light with her own individual board and management experience down at KPFK. But I still, I'd like to study a little more of that because, our managers here at our station here, they're very, very busy people too. They do a lot of work. And so we want to make sure that when we put our resources out there, that we have some solid thing to gain here. And, so we have to involve them first with our general managers, and maybe they can tell us what their needs are, where they think that they need to train. So I'm not quite clear about where we're going with this. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. I take both points. And yeah, you obviously don't want to send somebody to get training for something they already know how to do. What I'm just hoping for is, like as I said, something along the lines of what I have to produce when I have to produce a grant, which says this is the reason I'm going to be doing the following things, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it, this is how much it's going to cost, and this is when you're going to see certain output, and then I go back to that plan, and other people can go back to that plan and say, is this being accomplished, as opposed to what we get, I think, a lot of times in these board management interactions, which is more of a catch-as-catch-can kind of thing. So I'm not married to the idea of having training per se. What that came out of was starting to think about, boy, how could we get this? And then being struck to realizing that maybe what's going on and the reason we don't get plans in that form is just because that's not been the custom. So what I really want to get to is that structured input, whether it involves a training process or not. There it is again, Ambrose.
I thought New York was it called.
The 10 minutes are up.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought New York, it said, okay. But I agree with you.
Oh,
Dave.
Wait, Ray was on the...
I thought it was Ray.
Yeah.
Ray, you're right.
Actually, I think that some training is in order, and what I was asking is, do we, at this stage, do we already know what kind of entity would be providing the training?
It's not at that stage of development. This is an idea. Early stage for feedback.
Alani here.
Were you done, Ray?
Greg.
Okay, Lonnie and then Greg.
Well, my head's swimming. let me just try two quick ideas. One of them is, you know, we're talking about planning and we're talking about who would do it. But one thing we might focus on is outcomes. Is what are the outcomes we want to see having occurred at the end of fiscal? That's where we started. Oh, end of the year. So we started from we want to see our listenership increase. We want to be able to better meet those needs. We want to, I don't know, let's choose something arbitrary. We want to have increase our capacity to produce airworthy shows on the Internet. Let's just say those are the outcomes we want. Now, my thought is the planning would be around how do we get there and then see what are the areas of the network or areas of the institution that need to work at specific pieces of that plan. And so it really is about focusing and staying focused on the outcome as opposed to how and mainly harnessing resources to a specific outcome, say two or three, no more than that. And then it starts to become clearer to me that if I know where I want to go, I can start to marshal the resources about how to get there. And I think there is some agreement on we want to increase our listenership and we want to open it up for people to produce ideas about how to get us there. That brings out that creative spark from managers, from board members. Everybody can get involved in that, and we take what seems to be the best plan to get us there. So anyway, that's just another way of looking at the process. Maybe that's my two cents worth at that point.
Greg?
Yeah, I'd like to just focus on what the item on the table is, which is the question of management training. What Dave has suggested is a very specific thing, which is, you know, the idea of generating, in a sense, output, which can then be used as a way to measure whether goals and objectives are being achieved, which is probably one area in which management could use help, but it's not the only one that we could identify. And I agree with Sarv that we, to some extent, need to ask them what they need, but we already know a bit of what we think they need, which is, in addition to that kind of formal planning process training, organizational development and group dynamics training, because some of these people, although they have a lot of experience in broadcasting, have not had a lot of experience working with large organizations and large groups, and also personnel training. People learn on the job, but they need to have that kind of management skill development as well. I think that that's, if we begin to ask the right questions, we're going to find that management training is going to have more than one component. I've begun to discuss this with Yolanda and asked her to begin looking into what our options are, but we haven't come up with a solution yet. So I basically agree that we need to ask managers to some extent what they need, but also I do believe we know a little bit of what they need already. We did ask them to begin to reorient their reporting to the board, and I think if you actually read the reports, that you would see that some of them have a pretty clear idea and others do not. And to some extent, some of them view planning as, you know, a proactive process, and others view it as a kind of shoot from the hip, kind of, you know, I'm just going to sort of throw out there what I've got in my mind. And there are various levels of skill development various levels of ability. The managers are not all at the same level, operating at the same level. And so the training may be somewhat different for each station and each and the key people at each station.
Okay, well, I think we're at time. In closing, I just want to say that my original reason for putting this forward is I kept hearing so much about board training. And I thought, we turn over every year, but the people who are here year after year are the management, and we might be able to do a better job as a board if our input from the people who are going to be here was structured in a more consistent way, and if we invested in them rather than necessarily investing in us. So we can take this up at the group's pleasure later. The next thing is the Democracy Now! Contract negotiation process. We were asked at the last board meeting, or a motion was passed, saying that we were to come back to the board with a proposal for a mechanism to negotiate that contract. So keeping in mind that certain aspects are likely to be confidential, the question of the process by which we negotiate it certainly isn't and is open for discussion.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, go ahead.
Okay. So I would recommend that, of course, all principles that Greg identified on our previous call. Did we get into this? We did in the public
session. The individuals?
No, we didn't.
We didn't in public session. Oh, okay. I think that Greg had mentioned that there were several staff people that had wanted to be involved. Not, he didn't name them. I'm not suggesting he named them. But I am recommending that whoever has contacted Greg that want to be involved, this is just a task force component of it, not the negotiating team. I'm not referring to the negotiating team. But that the task force, the ones that are going to hash out all of the issues, because there were many last time that were revealed after the contract was signed. But anyway, that at least there should be someone from each signal area on that task force. And given that the coordinating committee is also tasked with contracts, I think that preliminarily we should be able to identify those people who wish to be on the task force. And if all the signal areas are covered, then we're fine. In other words, if everyone on the coordinating committee who represents their station wants to be on the task force, I think that's great. But if some of us don't wish to be on that task force and we have openings then, let's say, in a couple of the signal areas, then we should go to the full board and ask if they would like to serve on that task force. So that's the representation that I think should exist, that Greg handled the staffing portion of it, people who have already voiced their interest. And from that, then separate from that, should be identifying who the actual negotiators should be. And I personally think that it should be the ED, the CFO, one person that would represent the managers, and one person that would represent the board, probably the chair or someone else. Anyway, that would be my recommendation.
And our attorney.
And the foundation council.
I just want to point out that in
what
you said.
And council, of course. I'm sorry.
What you said assumes a task force, and we've never. No task force has yet been proposed. So that
okay,
would be
then I am proposing a task force with everything I just said. A task force to hash out the issues, separate from the people that would actually be the negotiating team. But those negotiators would already be privy to everything that had been hashed out and proposed by the task force.
Okay, so you're making a motion, and does the secretary have the motion?
I'm not sure if I'm muted.
You're not. We can hear you.
Okay. I think I do. Lydia can send me the exact language. We're talking about forming a task force, which would have at least all the people that have contacted Greg to want to be on the task force.
Staff.
Pardon me?
Staff.
Staff, yeah.
Yes.
And at least there has to be someone from each signal area on the task force. Now, let's see, I'm not sure. That's the basic that I got down here as to the negotiating team. Did you actually say that people from this committee should be on it or on the task force? I kind of missed that.
On the task force. What I'm saying is that one person from each signal area should be on the task force, and that it should be, that the priority should be those members of the coordinating committee who wish to represent that signal area. Failing volunteers for that, then we should open it up to the full board to fill in for that station representation.
Okay.
Greg, could you comment on this before we go?
And I don't want to identify who the negotiating team is. That's not part of my motion, even though I articulated it.
Yeah.
I think that could be down the line.
I mean, I just to simplify this a little further, and I agree with fundamentally with what Lydia is saying here. I think that to be more specific, I think at the meeting that's about to happen a week ago, that it would be wise if the board did select members of its own board from each signal area for a task force who would join the staff members who had already expressed interest, which is about 6 or 7 people already, and that over the next 2 months, that is during March and April, that we conduct internal discussions to define what our strategy is going to be in negotiating and to identify who the negotiators are going to be within the construct that Lydia outlined, the executive director, the CFO, or someone representing management, someone representing the board and legal counsel, and that further that we should be involved, engaged in negotiations with Democracy Now by May, which would give us approximately 5 months to conclude the negotiations on the contract. And I'm concerned about that because if we don't get a good head of steam going in May and June, things are likely to languish during the summer months. And so we need that period after the board meets in April and, you know, particularly May and June to really, you know, get to work on the negotiations with Democracy Now. So what I'm saying is a 2-month period of internal discussions followed by a 5-month period of external negotiations, and that the first step in that would really be to get all the signal areas represented from the board, and those would join the task. You'd have a very good task force if you simply did that one thing at your board meeting and elected some representative from each signal area.
You know, one of the things that I had had in mind was that this committee already has a representative from each signal area on it, in addition to the board officers. So one thought was that the board contingent, we might rather modestly suggest ourselves.
I have no problem with that. I have no opinion one way or the other. I think that's up to you to decide. I think that would be fine if you're up to the work. It's going to be in May, June, and over the summer months, I think you'll be meeting at least once, if not twice a month, with Democracy Now to hammer this thing out. So, you know, you just have
no,
to
no, not the, not the negotiating team. I'm talking about the task force.
Well, then you have a short timeline, you know, of 2 months perhaps or thereabouts of probably a number of extra meetings.
This is Lydia.
I thought I heard someone else as well.
Sarv?
That was Sarv. Why don't we go Sarv and then Lydia?
Would that be okay to work backwards, that starting from that in July, whenever our meeting is, next meeting, negotiating team, they come to the board with a contract for approval and then work backwards from there. And then
what?
You can set up all this. Is that possible? Greg?
Can anybody answer that?
I'm not sure what Sarv is saying.
Yeah, I
what I'm
am.
Saying is that the meeting in, you know, not the one in D.C., but where is the next meeting? After
Los,
that?
Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. That at the Los Angeles meeting, that negotiating the contract, as negotiated, the proposed contract, then be brought to the Pacific National Board, and you work from back from there.
In terms of dates, you mean?
From a date certain.
I don't think it's realistic
backwards
to have a
no
contract negotiating with Democracy Now by July.
It won't be, you think?
No,
I don't think that's going to happen. I honestly, based on my experience last year with FSRN and the number of people and the number of issues already being raised about this contract, I think it's very unrealistic to think that you could negotiate a contract in 2 months, which is what, in essence, you'd be really proposing, because it's going to take a month or two internally within Pacifica to even define what we want to negotiate about with Democracy Now. I think that first step is going to take a considerable amount of time. And then we have to work out an arrangement with them. I think 3 or 4 months, we'd be lucky if we get this done in 3 or 4 months with Democracy Now.
Lydia?
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Is that Ray trying to get
in? That's a good.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I completely support what Greg said, and I think that he had a concrete timeline that was completely realistic, and I think that we should follow that lead. I do not support Dave's suggestion of having the coordinating committee that involved with the task force. I mean, I think it should be part, but that's why I made that particular proposal, because I don't know that everybody, I know I don't want to be on the task force. So I don't know if everybody on the committee really signed up for that necessarily or are the best people to do that. But so I would still say that because this committee is charged with contracts, that we try to see how many on this committee would like to serve on that task force representing just one person from each signal area. And then if there are some stations that don't have someone that would like to serve on that task force, that we go to the full board. I still think that that's the better way to go.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Question. Has our attorney vetted this contract yet? I guess this is for Greg.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't really reviewed this yet, and so that would be an initial step. He got it at the same time you fellows got it over the last month or two, but we haven't made it a priority for him yet.
Okay, but you have discussed it with the GM, with your group, right?
Initially, yeah. We had about a 20-minute discussion on the phone with the whole group, and that's when they stepped up and said who wanted to be involved. And, you know, they've identified 2 or 3 issues that are right off the top of their heads that they want to see addressed.
Okay. Well, I think we ought to proceed on the task force, and let's move it.
Yep.
Okay, if there's no need for further debate, we can... Can you read the proposal once more, Mary, please?
Okay. Let's see. Recommends that a task force be formed containing at least all the staff that have contacted Greg and wanting to be included. There must be someone from each... At least one person from each signal area should be on the task force. And then...
Board members, yeah.
We don't... Now, there was an addition. I don't know if this is by way of an amendment or what, but whether we have people from the coordinating committee, and if they don't want to do it, then throw it open to the full board.
That's my motion. That's
okay.
The motion that I proposed. And then... Dave has a separate...
No, I don't have
so
a motion. I was suggesting...
Okay.
It was just a suggestion to see what people thought of it.
Okay.
But I will say that I think we will endear no one on the board if we say, and we should be the first choice, but failing us wanting to do it, we should vote. So I'd recommend striking that piece.
Want to strike that piece. So
strike what piece?
That's just my recommendation, that if we're going to do it, that we should say... one board member from each station signal area, and let the board choose them.
Well, may I say why I specified this? Only because you had motivated correctly that the coordinating committee is charged with reviewing contracts.
Yep.
And so so given that charge and given the role that we're playing, that if we don't have enough members on the coordinating committee that are on the task force, we're going to always be in the dark and kind of reinventing the whole thing. Not completely in the dark, because Greg would be here and Lonnie, but in terms of the rest of the PMB membership. So I think there should be some representation from the coordinating committee, and so I still think that my motion as stands
is what
we should vote on.
Would you consider that we recommend that the board prioritize selecting members from the... whatever. I'm sorry. Let's just go ahead and vote.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I just want to keep it simple. It's not, again.
Got it. Fine.
But it's not simple.
Time.
What is the first part of your motion in terms of
my motion as I started it out was simply to form a task force, and that task force be populated by the staff members who have shown an who have articulated an interest in serving on that task force to the ED, and the and representation from each signal area of PNB members, and that we would first populate the committee with coordinating committee members that volunteer to serve on that task force, and if there is still station representation lacking, that we would ask members of the full board to fill that position.
Point of information, what I'm trying to do is get a handle on how large this task force is going to be. The one board member from each station, that's five. How many from the people that contacted Greg? So we know how large this group is going to be.
About seven people.
About it?
About seven people so far.
So it's like the same. It's about the same size as a regular committee, like a committee for you know, as or maybe not a regular committee.
And we know how efficient they are.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Includes myself and Lonnie. And Lonnie plus about five other people who've expressed interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it would be to hash out everything so we don't have the backlash that we had last time, but it gets hashed out internally, and then that's separate from the negotiating team.
Okay, my question has been answered. Thanks.
This is Dave. I think that it needs to specify in the motion that, because when we email it to people, they'll want to know that they'll think the task force means the negotiating team. So does the motion as it's written specify that that one of the things the task force will do will be to identify the structure?
Yes, I think it would be valuable to add that language.
Okay. Yeah. So that one of the among the task force's tasks
mm-hmm.
will be to define the structure of a negotiating team.
Yes.
And that I assume the board would need to approve that?
To approve?
So if the task force says we think it should be this, are they going to have the power to mandate it, or are we going to ask that the board approve their proposal?
Would they be making recommendations to the negotiating team?
Yeah, that sounds like good language to me.
Yeah.
That. Could you say that again, Ambrose?
They would be making recommendations to the negotiating team.
Recommendations to the board regarding the structure of the negotiating team.
No, no. The board has to decide on the structure of the negotiating team. What the task force is to do is to go through this contract, fine tooth comb, and make recommendations about any problems that we see, and then give that information to the negotiating team.
Okay. So,
But the negotiating team. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, and then start.
Right, but the negotiating team needs to be identified. We haven't identified it in this motion. I mean, I made some general suggestions, but I think
that's not our rule, is it?
Yes, it is actually. The motion from the board said, hang on and I'll get it.
I'm looking at it as a recommendation for a task force and a timeline to negotiate. I don't see anything that says the thing that we're to appoint the negotiating team. That's the board's responsibility.
Right.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that I'm not recommending that we name the negotiating team. What we were saying was that the task force can make a recommendation to the board as to who the negotiating team should be.
That's not what they told us to do. But if we were assumed to take that responsibility, if we can, that's not what the motion says we would do.
Mary Bird,
I'd like to also, Dave, this is Greg.
Okay, Mary, and then Greg.
Well, we are told to make a recommendation for a task force. That means that implies that we can specify what the task force's tasks are. It doesn't specify that we cannot. It doesn't specify anything. It doesn't say that we name the people specifically. It doesn't say anything about the negotiating team. We just have a timeline to negotiate with the
That's
members.
Right.
Would not be the negotiating team. That was not in the spirit of anything that we discussed.
Yep.
So I, personally, with specifying that one of the tasks be to identify the members of the negotiating team. This doesn't necessarily mean by name. It could mean, say, the CFO, the ED, the corporate counsel, and then we might specify two other people, how they're selected or whatever. So this is a recommendation to the full board for how to proceed. And that's what the task force has come up with. So I'd hate to see us get hung up on this now. Nothing that the task force does is binding in the sense that it's that whatever the task force says, it's going to be the team. The whole thing does come back to the board. This is just a way of getting things moving and going. And so I don't see a problem.
Mr. Chair.
Are you trying to get on there, Sarv?
Yeah. What I was going to ask was... one of the things
and
that,
Ray, sorry.
One of the things that the board asked us to do was to have a timeline, and Greg, I wonder if Greg, did you have a timeline in mind that you could send us?
He gave one.
I think Sarv is saying that that needs to be part of the motion because that's part of the charge.
Yep.
Okay.
Ambrose and then Ray.
I was agreeing that our charge is the task force and the timeline. And we ought to ask Greg, because he said earlier something about the possible timeline.
Yeah, I'm
that
sorry.
That be incorporated in this motion.
Okay, I'm sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Ray.
Well, if the motion that was passed that Bob motivated did not anticipate the discussions that we've had within the last 2 weeks, which is that we are now talking about a two-stage process. The task force, that the intent of his motion was that the task force, that this committee, the coordinating committee, would recommend something having to do with negotiations with Democracy Now!, a timeline and a task force to negotiate. What we are doing now is putting flesh on that skeleton and saying that we think that there should be a two-stage process, one in which we form a task force to discuss internally how we're going to negotiate, and then out of that, form a negotiating team to actually do the negotiations. And I think that's the difference between the original motion and what we're now discussing. My recommendation is that you not bring this back to the board, because then I think it'll become an extended political process, that you delegate the responsibility to this large group of a dozen or 14 people, and that they, after 2 months of discussion, would decide who the appropriate negotiators should be after having the benefit of all of those 2 months of discussion, rather than bringing it back and making it another political process. I also did provide a timeline that if you decided at your February 26th meeting who the members or had your election, that the months of March and April would be used for internal discussions to define strategy and identify negotiators, and that the months of May through September would be the contract negotiation period. So we would contact Democracy Now! During the month of May and begin to negotiate with them and come back with a contract as early as possible, but certainly by the beginning of September.
Ray.
Where is the timeline defined? Where was
that? I'm writing it down, and I'll send it to everyone. Go ahead, Ray. And then
Greg, I said a lot of what I was going to say. I wanted I thought that, although I didn't think about it, that at first, that the role of the task force would be to decide or to propose who should be on the negotiating committee. If they're thinking about it, might as well include that. And as Greg suggested, instead of sending it back to the board and have a whole new row of discussions again, I just wanted to make sure that in the timeline that it's set up in a way that the information being gathered and the proposal by the task force is ready before next negotiation starts. Because initially I thought I heard a proposal of two parallel functioning committees, and I was worried that the actual negotiation might begin without serious, at least sort of the basic proposals are rendered and considered by the negotiating committee. So I guess what I'm saying is that I wanted to make sure that the timeline made it clear that some of those basic decisions and recommendations by the task force be made before the actual negotiations start.
I thought that was kind of the spirit. of it. But what I feel like is that I don't want a task force in which board members form a minority to decide which board members are going to represent the board in the negotiation. I think that has to be up to the board. I also think ultimately, you know, the board should look at the structure that's being proposed by, I think, the executive director and the CFO, who are basically going to be responsible ultimately. So I'd like the motion to say that the motion is to form a task force to engage in internal discussions to establish Pacifica's negotiating position, and then Lydia's description of its composition, and then ask that it come with recommendations as to the structure of a negotiating team for approval at the board's April meeting, and that the contract will be negotiated by that negotiating team between May and September based on input from the task force.
Okay.
That's I'm proposing that amendment. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
send
right.
That to me, Dave.
Yep. Got it.
Okay. Now I have it exactly as you said it.
Man, I keep causing silence.
Capitalize this, you can watch it anytime you want. Wow.
No, Dave, I'm sorry, I had an interruption. But so after I left off with your opening part of it, which I agree with, and then there's my part of it, and then what was the conclusion? The last part is what I missed.
So the form a task force to engage in internal discussions to
mm-hmm.
establish Pacifica's negotiating position, then
mm-hmm.
your description of the task force composition,
mm-hmm.
and then the task force will present recommendations to the PMB regarding the composition of the team to negotiate the contract,
mm-hmm.
the DN contract,
mm-hmm.
by the April PMB meeting. And then the contract will be negotiated by the negotiating team between May and September with input from the task force.
I support that.
Berg,
okay.
I support that.
Yeah, no problem.
Does anyone
second
that?
And then the question I have is, does the board need to, because suppose the contract comes to the board and the negotiating team says this is great and the board says we got a problem. You really need it before September if it has to be signed by September. And our board meeting in September,
mm-hmm.
September 30th. So maybe we need to come with the contract proposal at the August teleconference.
Okay.
So we'll amend that language. When I get it, I'll just stick August in, right, Dave? Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm changing it to between May and August.
Already doing that, okay.
Okay.
Month off from in-person meeting. Sounds good.
Hello?
Hang on, and it's August.
26th.
Conference.
Yeah, so far, your recommendation, end of August.
Okay, so I'm sending this now I'll send it to everybody on the committee. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Okay, great. It's sent off to all of you. So shall we reread it one time through before we approve it?
Yeah, it would take me a minute to see it because I have to.
I'll read what I wrote and then I'll say, and then Lydia's part, okay? So form a task force to engage in internal discussions to establish Pacifica's negotiating position. The composition of the task force will be determined. Your part.
Oh, shall be populated by staff who have already expressed an interest in serving on the task force. The executive director, I should have put the executive director, the CFO, and staff who have already expressed an interest in serving on the task force, and a PMB member from the coordinating committee representing each of the signal areas, each of the station areas instead, each of the station areas. In the event that any of the station areas are not represented, then any PMB member may serve to represent that station area.
Right. Yeah. And then the task force will present recommendations to the PMB regarding the composition of the team to negotiate the Democracy Now! Contract by the April PMB meeting. The contract will be negotiated. Actually, there's a step in there that I didn't put, Mary. The PMB will approve a structure for the team, and then the contract will be negotiated by the negotiating team between May and August with input from the task force. The board will be presented with the draft contract at its August teleconference.
Okay.
But
call the question.
You don't do that in committee, but is there any objection?
You get the idea.
move along.
Yes, exactly.
Stop rubbernecking. Okay, so is there any objection to that formulation?
No.
Okay, hearing none, we're almost done. The last thing is the star-crossed proposition for retaining recording secretarial services, and I will I'll say that several people apparently had asked Mr. Uzel if he was interested in doing that. He emailed me with a proposal and asked that it be brought to the board for feedback. That was sent out, and I understand from Mary's email to the board that she was somewhat A, surprised, and B, vexed by it. So, Mary, do you want to start off?
Yeah, I would. I'm not vexed. I think that it's really inappropriate at this time to bring such a thing. We are trying to cut board costs. We have never had this. It's unprecedented. And I think if the secretary proves incompetent or unable to do the minutes and asks for help, something can be done. It may not have to be that every meeting we fly a person all over or have them spend the time at that kind of money on the teleconference. I have no question. I am not objecting to his charges. They're very reasonable. Those things are expensive. Really, what I'd like to do is move that we postpone this indefinitely.
Why?
Because we can. We need it. We don't need it now.
This is Wendy.
Okay, there's a motion to postpone it indefinitely. I do want to say, though, as just so that people know, it's not unprecedented. The board has in the past retained people at various times. Early in the board's tenure, we paid somebody who was in the national office to do the task when it was overwhelming.
Yep, yep.
But go ahead, Wendy.
And then later.
And when we paid the person in the national office to do this, it was a lot more money than this. And I would ask Mary to please don't take this as any kind of an insult. As you guys know, who were on the PNB last year, just before this new term started, I emailed you all and just said please consider retaining somebody who is paid to do this, because what happens is we have a lot of, you know, volunteers. We're all volunteers, and we're asked to give a ton of our life to Pacifica already. And it's, you know, when you add it all up, it's like you end up looking crazy giving all this time to this foundation. And so all I'm going to say, I'm actually in favor of the motion to pay somebody to do it. And I think that Richard did a good job. I have to say that I'm talking about the in-person meetings, though, because that is when we're really You know, Mary, I appreciate you so much for volunteering to do this. If you'll recall, you're the only candidate. It's always that there's only one candidate. It's always like, who can we get to not only give 100% of their life to Pacifica, but this extra part to take all these minutes? And, you know, most organizations that have boards like this, they don't have as many meetings as we do, and they're not as grueling. You already talked about that our 12-hour meetings are ridiculous, and you're right. And so, you know, I think, you know, it's not any kind of an insult at all. It's not any kind of a judgment on your ability or anything. But if we can have pay somebody to do it, it's a really minimal amount. To anybody who's listening, he's offered to do this for $450 for a 3-day meeting and all the time afterwards that it takes to go listen to it and play it over and over again and get all the parts right and all that. I think he did a pretty good job at the Houston meeting. And what we need as a board is to have, we're disorganized enough already. We need to have somebody reminding us every minute what we've done. And that's not a reflection on the board members either. It's just that there's a lot that goes on, and you end up kind of jumbled by the end of those 3-day meetings. So anyway, but I would kind of question whether we need to pay somebody for the teleconferences.
I move adoption of the proposal for the in-person PND meeting.
Wait, there's another motion.
There's lots of people still talking. Let's go ahead.
But
Wendy, I think the reason Ambrose cut in is because we agreed this will only be 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm going on too long. But, you know, one problem that we have by having somebody do the teleconferences is that they don't recognize everybody's voice, where us who've been around for a while do. So yeah, I'll stop there. I'm actually in favor of it, and I'm just saying, Mary, because we need to free you up so you can be able to vote on stuff and not be having to worry about taking stuff, writing stuff down.
It's
a minimal charge.
Actually, Lydia and, well, Ambrose, I take your motion. It's on the floor. So Ambrose has moved that we approve the proposal for the in-person.
Wait a minute. What happened to Mary's motion to postpone? I thought we were speaking to it.
It's still there, but this is a substitute motion.
But I'm still on the stack, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can go ahead?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. First of all, I think one of my objections, is that this is totally inappropriate, because when we nominated officers at the PMB meeting, when this all came up, even though I really don't remember the final election of it, but that's when this should have been raised. You don't ask someone to run for an office, accept their nomination, and then, you know, and then decide that you don't want them, or you don't need them, or you're trying to help them by getting somebody else. The way it was done was completely inappropriate, even in terms of this proposal right now. It's not that we don't need the minutes right away. I think that we do. But I think we should, again, wait and see. If Mary does not produce the minutes in a timely manner, if Mary requests to have additional help, that's fine. But we just elected her secretary, for God's sake. The other thing is that each individual board member should learn to also take notes, so that, because in every organization, sometimes you do have a secretary that produces them that night or the next morning or something, and sometimes you don't. Either way, everybody should be more disciplined, just like you are when you're in school or whatever. You have to take copious notes, and it helps you focus as well. So I strongly recommend that. But the way it's being done, I really object to the process. I don't think that this is appropriate for this agenda, and for that reason, I will support indefinite postponement.
And I had a point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
People are talking about what's involved and what it takes, and those people may or may not have ever done this work. I have done this quite a long time now. I did the first PNB meeting last year. I did the LSP for a year. I did the LAB for several years at a time when they had very copious notes. I can send you some. There were 6 and 7. They wanted everything in there. It's much more work for me to have the divided responsibility. And the point of personal privilege is because people are speaking as if they knew what is entailed, and I am someone who does. And I don't think it's appropriate to decide for a person who has done the work what is or is not involved. I cannot go back and listen to all that, and yet I'm responsible for putting the draft out, so it means there are things that I really would have felt should be in there. They're not. How much work do I do? I don't want to. The work is not defined. The person takes the notes. What is my role? It was fine for that first meeting. We had no acoustics, and I was sitting there half deaf from the airplane. We couldn't hear anything. But as a general rule, it would be a torment to me, and I don't know if I'd want to continue this job if we had to have a thing like that. It's just very, very awkward and much more time-consuming for me.
I can respect that, and your statement is compelling. One of the things that I'd also thought about is we actually need much more from the secretary than just the minutes of the meeting. In particular, Roger Manning did a bang-up job the first year in putting a list of all the motions in order and all the meetings. Greg has gone through and culled the motions and organized them into a list by category. But what we, in the state of the minutes of the last 2 years, is uneven, and we need somebody to go back through all that and verify the stuff. There are some meetings, the December 28th meeting, we're still missing. So the way we do it at KPFK is that we have a board secretary, but we have people who are assisting that board secretary, and I would think that what we should really do is ask Mary, if she wants this as assistance, we can make it available. But I'll support the desire to postpone indefinitely based on her her statement.
Are you asking or to respond now, or should I wait?
I think we should hear from anybody else who
Ms.
wants
Kimmel,
to.
I have
yes.
a desire.
Honey here.
Who's the other person?
Lonnie.
Lonnie, okay. Sarvin, then Lonnie.
Okay.
And then we're close to the end.
Mary has a very valid point, and Mr. Azell did a good job on taking notes. And also, Mary, I have been getting this it's forwarded from LeVarn, our policy regarding financial impact policy statement. And I think she sent it to everybody. And I wondered if has anybody done any kind of a analysis of it, cost-wise? And I haven't seen it so far. And so I'm in the dark. I don't know how much money's involved. And it's just a concern, and Mary expressed that concern. And every time I turn around, we say, oh, we don't have the money, we don't have the money, and we've got to lay off people, and this and that. And now... we need to have some kind of, responsibility here to take a look at how much it's going to cost. And, of course, I would like to have Mr. Ozell. He did a good job in producing the results in Houston. And but we have to take a look, see if we have our dollars in our purse.
Well, that's sort of like a perfect introduction for the next speaker, which is our CFO.
Oh, that's what I did cost it out.
I told you.
Well, I did, something three in-person meetings, plus travel, plus hotel, which I did include. It's about $4,500 it would cost us. I do have, but I would support Mary's position. Let's see what she feels is possible with her background and experience, and then we can take it from there. I do have one suggestion, though, is that would be really helpful to me and Greg as we try to go through the meetings. If there was a way just to get the audio portion of the motions that were passed and have that be available at the meeting or soon after the meeting, that would be very, very helpful, even to have the archives time and date stamp so that we could get to particular parts of the archives quickly so we can see what the business and the motions that were passed. That would be very helpful. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to echo that. Whoever does this, it would be wonderful if when the motions are read, that we have a notation of what time relative to the meeting start time, so that we can we have the meeting start time and we have each of those, so that you can go back and hear in the archive. That would save enormous amounts of time.
Chair, may I speak to that? I have traditionally done that since we had the OSB. I put the times when all these things happen so that you can simply go through and find it.
Okay. Well,
I just have a point of clarification, just if I may.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to make sure that no one is confused. At KPFK, we do have non-LSB members who are serve as secretary, but that was because we had no LSB member willing to serve as secretary. So it's not like we have an LSB member and a non-LSB assistant to that secretary. The LSB secretary is a non-LSB member.
Oh,
same in WTFW.
The point I was making, we have actually a non-LSB secretary and an assistant to that person.
Exactly. But we don't have anyone assisting an LSB. It's not exactly parallel to this situation where you had an elected sitting board member with an assistant. That was just my point of clarification.
Dave?
Okay. Yes?
This is Wendy. I just realized that I was asking to speak a little for just another minute while I was on mute.
Go ahead.
All I want to say is that there is nothing more important to the foundation than what we have done. And we all put in this incredible amount of time, but, I mean, we were really lucky that first year that we had Roger, who was so organized and willing to put all that time into it, and then to not only write down what we did, but to constantly be reminding us of what we did. And it's, you know, not that the board members are stupid. It's just that there is so much going on in this place and so much to keep track of. And so, I mean, even if I'm so sorry that Mary feels that this is usurping. We already had Richard, a paid person taking the notes during the time when we elected the new secretary, and it's a backup. You know, I think we should, you know, no matter what. Yeah, if everybody wants to take notes at the same time, I think that's great. But think about all the time that everybody puts in and how much is lost if we don't know everything going on. And so I am going to vote against postponing indefinitely. And it is not because I don't think that anybody can't do it or that I don't think that people can't do it. I just think that it's a really important thing. And I'm not voting because it's some guy from KPFT who's put out a proposal. I think he did a good job. But my main thing is still that I think it's too much for any one person to have to do all this and pay attention to the votes and everything. So I'm still asking that we consider having a paid person to write down the notes and do the little things that nobody should else be expected to do if they weren't paid.
Okay, well, I'm going to take this first. We'll take the motion to postpone first, and then, because if the motion to postpone fails, then Ambrose's motion to act will make sense, but if it wouldn't necessarily make sense to do it the other way. So
motion to postpone is simple majority?
Motion to postpone indefinitely. Goodness gracious. I'll go look it up, but let's take the vote first while I figure it out. So could you call the roll, Mary?
Well, it kind of makes a difference.
Okay, if you want, I'll look it up in a second. Have it for you. I think indefinite postponement is simple majority. Let us look. I'll have it in just a moment.
Okay. Sean Goodhoffman?
Abstain.
Lydia?
Yes.
Okay. D is when.
Pardon? Can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm asking for your vote on that.
Who?
Okay.
Who? Mary, we can't hear you.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let me try something. Now, let's see. Is this better?
Yes.
Hello? Is it better?
Yes. Could you start again?
This is the new phone. Okay. Lydia, Chandra, I asked, and she abstained. Lydia, you said yes. Wendy said no.
Well, I didn't, but I will now.
Oh, okay. You didn't know, but I heard you say that. Okay. Ray LaForce?
Yes.
Okay. And Ambrose Lane?
No.
Okay. I vote yes. Sarf? Whoops.
Hit the wrong button.
How do I interpret that? Sarf?
He disconnected himself.
I think it was a no.
Well,
no, he spoke.
Come on now.
He
okay,
spoke more than
that. Hey, I'm back.
By the way,
you vote
back.
On
my
this?
Vote is yes.
Okay.
By the way, it requires a simple majority.
Lonnie?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Star, did you want to make something less musical as a vote?
He said yes.
What?
He said yes.
My vote was yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, there are 7 yeses, 2 noes, and 1 abstention.
Excuse me, a chair does get to vote in committee.
He does get to vote.
Right. That's what I understood. That's why I counted you.
Oh, did I
vote?
You didn't vote.
Yes, you did.
Really? What did I vote?
What did you did? What you done did was you voted yes.
Ah, well, that was what I was intending to vote, so whoever voted for me got it right.
This is the best of all possible worlds. Okay, so it's 7 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, that carries. So with that, we're at the end of our agenda. Does anyone want
Thank
to
you
move,
very
to
much.
Adjourn?
Move adjourn? Move
adjourn.
Oh, wait,
like
wait, wait.
To debate it?
No. Dave, on the for Sunday's meeting, I wanted you to know that at the elections committee last night, you'll be getting a motion.
I got it already.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, I sent it. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute, you guys. When's the next
Thank
meeting of the coordinating? Hello. When's the next meeting of the coordinating committee?
May we do it? I can send it around via email. I'd like to do it in 2 weeks. So.
Oh, make it a little longer, Dave. We had too many meetings.
Well, the problem is that if we're going to be on the time schedule we defined for making the decisions about the board meeting, then 45 days in advance of that meeting is 2 weeks from today.
I don't mind doing that, but I really don't like, but Mondays are a real, very difficult for me under
Do you know that song?
What song?
Don't.
3 days and Mondays always get me down?
No, I don't.
A lot of people get suicides on Mondays.
Well, yeah. But anyway, so I would be fine in 2 weeks, but not on Monday.
What day would people like to do?
I can never do Tuesday.
Let's do this via email, folks. I'm
yes,
exhausted.
Yes,
Chandra, what did you have?
Good night. Never mind.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.